Dominguez stepped over to Felix, lit his cigarette for him, said,
"So, you're the bully."
Felix stared quizzically, wondering what the man meant, and more importantly, why he was grinning again.
"What's the idea of picking on the colonel's aunt like that this morning?"
Felix laughed, shrugged, amazed by it all. Dominguez continued,
"I know your type, Felix. Always starting something."
Felix tried explaining how he had gotten taken by surprise.
"Oh, really?"
interrupted Dominguez with loud skepticism.
"You trying to tell us that an ant, 8 foot tall, weighing 1,000 or so pounds, just kind of sneaked up on you when you weren't looking?"
Felix laughed again with the others.
"What'd they do, Scout? Tiptoe?"
demanded Dominguez, spreading his arms into the air and hunching over. His face screwed up, his eyes bugging out. He pranced several steps around the room in a hilarious imitation of a tiptoeing ant. Ling, Morleone, even Schoen were soon roaring with laughter. Incredibly, Felix found he was laughing right along with them. And for those brief moments, he simply luxuriated in the sensation. Gratefully, blindly. It made no sense, but it had been so long. And then it was over, and he and Schoen were headed back through the corridors to the lab and their armor. Once more, they were assaulted by a gang of young, fresh faces loudly greeting Schoen as the old friend she apparently was. And once more, they turned to him, besieging him with questions about the ant, about all ants, about fighting them, about killing them. He endured it, nodding, nodding. The contrast between these up-and-coming and Dominguez was inexplicably striking. He wasn't sure exactly why, but their questions and their eagerness to question left him cold and closed. He didn't like being around them, didn't like anything about them. But the reasons for his feelings were as much a mystery as his instant affection for Dominguez. Normally, Felix knew full well, he didn't notice people at all, much less have emotional reactions to them. "There is something very odd here," he thought to himself, glancing at the passage overhead. "Something wrong. The drop itself, this bunker, these people. Me. Especially me. I feel..." And that, of course, was it, he realized suddenly. He felt. He felt...
"Ah, come on, what was it, Felix? Exactly how much combat have you really seen? How many drops?"